Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 21,000 head, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,900 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaning calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Had the opportunity in recent days to sit down and talk about a variety of topics with Undersecretary of Agriculture for Farm Production and Conservation, Bill Northey, former Secretary of Agriculture up in the state of Iowa. Bill has oversight over the Farm Bill, over crop insurance, over conservation programs within the Farm Bill. And speaking of the Farm Bill, the 2018 Farm Law, we asked him about how things are going and finally getting all the pieces implemented.
We're getting there. We've got ARC-PLC open. We've done dairy margin coverage program. We're looking at a CRP sign-up probably in December. There's several of our conservation provisions that are still yet to come back from the interagency conversation that happens through Office of Management and Budget, but very close to getting some of that done. So it's been a year, and that seems like a long time in the world of agriculture. But I think we've made a lot of progress and ready to have many of those programs are operating under the new rules, and the rest will be very soon.
You're one of the things that you've initiated. You've got some coordinators out there in the countryside to try to get all these guys to play nice. How's that going?
We do. We got some great folks in Oklahoma. Jimmy Emmons is our person that works with five states there, and so they're coordinating that work with Risk Management Agency, FSA, and NRCS, and then the outside groups too. So things that they're hearing are farmer issues that need to be fixed. You know, I'd say sometimes it's like a big farm. You know, stuff doesn't always go right. A lot of things do, but we've got to find out. When Congress puts a program together, and let's say it's a conservation program like EQIP, they give us a framework of rules, and it's got to work in Oklahoma, and it's got to work in Maine, and it's got to work in Washington State, and it's got to work in Indiana. And the needs are different, and the qualities are different, and the program has to adjust. And then not every Oklahoma farmer wants the same thing out of the program that every other farmer does, too. So it's tough sometimes to manage through all those differences, and those coordinators help us be kind of an eyes and ears of what's happening and where we're not hitting the mark just exactly what we need to look at again. So that crew is doing a great job. We have 8 of them across the country, and they are helping to coordinate this continuity between the three agencies and making sure that we're doing the outreach that we need to have as well.
USDA Undersecretary of Agriculture Bill Northey. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.